There are many ways to rig an election. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A new batch of Clinton emails has been released, and they appear to show the campaign staffers knew that the tens of millions of dollars flowing into the Clinton Foundation from foreign leaders would cause trouble. But Mrs. Clinton hasn't commented, other than to express outrage that they were leaked.
I think we should all be concerned about what the Russians are trying to do to our election and using WikiLeaks to try to influence the outcome of the election.
And I'd like to feel sorry for her, except that our country has sometimes done the exact same thing, meddled in other countries' elections. Turns out there are quite a few examples. Italy, 1948, Iran, 1953, Guatemala, 1954, Indonesia, 1967, Cuba, Haiti, Afghanistan. In fact, I found a paper by a researcher at Carnegie Mellon which says that after World War II, the U.S. and Russian governments intervened in 117 national elections held in other countries, and it almost always worked. So it's hard to feel sorry for Mrs. Clinton. But at the same time, Donald Trump might want to tone down the rigging accusations, because there does appear to be considerable evidence of Russian involvement in these leaks. And if he does win, while standing in a blizzard of emails leaked by the Russians, statements like this,
"Our system is rigged,"
could end up sounding a little too true. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.